Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey now, Semper Fi, Semper Friday. I wish it was always Friday. Welcome into this Friday edition of Sports Talk. Back at Master Control, we find Mark Menard. You can weigh in. He'll take your calls on our mortgage financial phone and text lines at 504-260-1870. Bobby Hebert leads off at 4:20. Saints training camp update, also weekend physicals. We're going to hear from Saints quarterback Drew Brees tomorrow in a conference call. Just learned that a few moments ago. Antonio Daniels, Pelicans color analyst on Fox Sports New Orleans. The Pels fall 106-104 last night to the Utah Jazz. Much to do about the playing time, the minutes of Zion Williamson. 15 minutes, 13 points last night, and the Pelicans blew yet another second-half lead. They blew 16, had 16-point lead. Why can't the Pelicans finish? Who do you blame for the Pelicans losing second-half deficits, not being able to close out games? That is our WWL.com opinion poll online at WWL.com. You can cast your vote there or call us on our mortgage financial phone and text lines at 504-260-1870. Is it coaching? Is it a young team not knowing how to close out a game? Is it all the above? 504-260-1870. Sound off, Pelicans fans, on our mortgage financial phone lines or text lines. Jimmy Smith, publisher of TigerDetails.com, at Jimmy Smith, or at Jimmy Detail, excuse me, at 620. Mark Fenerawada, reporter for ESPN Investigations and Enterprise Unit. Coaches at the NBA China Academies complained of abuse, lack of schooling. And the NBA turns a blind eye. Is it time we start questioning the cozy relationship the NBA has with China? We'll get into that a little bit later on. Hutch Gonzalez, Mandeville head football coach, will join us at 7:40 as prep football and fall sports kind of get underway August 3rd. Is it the inability to close, or was it frustrating seeing Zion Williamson play just 15 minutes? In particular, 4 minutes down the stretch when they could have closed out the Utah Jazz, the all-important Utah Jazz, in trying to close the gap. They're looking up at three teams now for that eighth seed, 4.5 games back in the West of that eighth seed. And the Pelicans are clearly telling you the health of Zion Williamson is more important than a playoff berth. Don't believe me? Here's David Griffin.
Literally, there's not one thing different that's being done with him than was done for every player on this roster when we got here. And he missed 13 days of what those guys got. And now all of a sudden, because the stakes are raised, and because unfortunately we were selected for 7 national TV games, we're supposed to reinvent the wheel. And it's not fair to the kids. So I think on his behalf, I'm a little bit frustrated, sure.
David Griffin, Executive Vice President of Basketball Operations of the New Orleans Pelicans, just stood there and told you that the health of Zion Williamson long term is more important than a playoff berth this year. That's what he's telling you by saying that. He's not going to say that directly because he's going to get all kinds of grief from the fans. And there's a part of me that wants to go, man, forget that. We need to win now. But there's a part of me that applauds David Griffin and the Pelicans for saying, you know what? It's not just about these 8 games in Florida. It's about the next 6 years while he's here. And he did miss 13 days of conditioning, 13 days of practice. I think those that are saying that he should have played more minutes last night are being a little short-sighted. The short-term vision is not going to get you to the long-term result. And, you know, before this show, I was here going back and forth, grappling with myself about, man, because I watched it last night, and it was frustrating. And I thought, man, Zion could get in there and close this thing out. But the other part of me says, you know what, I admire the Pelicans for not getting caught up in, well, we can win this game. Let's rush it and put Zion in. Nope. That they stuck by a plan. And I'm all about sticking by plans. If you go into it saying, hey, he's only playing this amount, then that's that. Stick to your plan. Show us that it's truly not. And they're showing you that it's truly not more important for them to make the playoffs this season than it is long-term health and viability of the organization. Therefore, the long-term viability and health of their franchise in Zion Williamson. You might disagree with the philosophy. You could do that all day long. But I'm just telling you, that's what's going on. Are you glad that they got Zion Williamson and they're thinking about the future, or do you want to see him play him now more to win this year? Weigh in on our mortgage financial phone lines at 504-260-1870. The Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, is next here on Sports Talk on WWL. A text says, well, if you just put him out there for two more minutes, talking about Zion Williamson, what if, and then you win the game. What if you put him out there, you deviate from your minutes restriction plan, and he blows out his knee? Then you're going to face a whole bunch of grief. The Pelicans did the right thing. If that was the plan, stay with the plan. Another one says, man, I think Zion had coronavirus, left the bubble for 10 days, so-called family reasons, came back to isolate for 14 days, and sound like coronavirus, upper respiratory, not in shape because he couldn't work out. First off, he didn't quarantine for 14 days. Secondly, you're really reaching because the NBA has to report, a part of the CBA, they have to report negative tests and positive tests. They can't hide it. We welcome in now the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert. And Bobby, a frustrating loss last night, 106-104. The Pelicans blew a 16-point lead. I don't have a problem with Brandon Ingram's shot. I just have a problem taking the last shot. I just have a problem with blowing that big of a lead.
Yeah, Christian, and the bottom line, too, they committed 20 turnovers as their offense obviously stalled down the stretch. But that happened during the season. Christian, I was so aggravated the last 5 minutes. I'm going to talk about this more as it goes on, and hopefully they can make the postseason. But right now you can see they're very young, or they're not clutch. And what I mean by that, under 5 minutes, if it's a 5-point game, whether they're winning or losing, Christian, they're dead last in the NBA as far as finishing games to win. No, I'd have no problem with Brandon Ingram taking that shot and went in and out. But guys they're counting on, for some reason, Drew Holiday and Brandon Ingram overall have not been clutch to close out games. And I blame more Drew Holiday. Brandon Ingram's still young, but Drew Holiday is unbelievable. But for some reason, whether during the season before the pandemic, was at the free throw line, or just making clutch shots, they couldn't get it done. Just look at Donovan Mitchell for them and how clutch he was down the stretch. And so that's the kind of player you need to close out the game. So I say, well, why not Zion? And you say you have no problem with Coach Gentry. Well, he played just 15 minutes total and didn't close the game. Well, why didn't he close the game? Why didn't he play 13 minutes and you put him in the last 2 minutes? Now, Coach Gentry was asked that. He goes, look, we used the minutes that were available to us. That's the way it is. He says, I was told that he could play, and that's what I did, that limited 15 minutes. But as far as the strategy, okay, you want Zion in there to close out the game. Why sometimes are we always settling for outside shots? Yeah, when you make them, great. But why not force the issue, attack the basket, then now you got to make your free throws and be clutch. And but that sometimes I think we settle too much down the stretch instead of attacking the basket like the Jazz were. I mean, to me, you got to make them foul you. And if you could do that, that's how you close out games and win. No, this could come back to bite them if they don't make the postseason. Because when you're up by 16 points, they led, when you think about it, from the first quarter till late in the fourth quarter, like you said, blowing that 13-point lead. That's what's so frustrating. Because when you look how that game was unfolding, it didn't look good at the beginning. It didn't look good at the beginning against the Bucks. The Jazz led the Pelicans. I want to say in that first quarter was right under 7 minutes left. They were down 19-8. Then the rest of the half, to go into halftime, they were as good as anybody in the league. They blasted. Think about the Jazz. And they're one of the stingiest teams defense. They outscored them 52-29. No, that was a wasted performance. Even Zion, look, 8 shots, 13 points. Boy, he's unbelievable. So I'm telling you, Christian, I'm going to be surprised if they can bounce back and handle the Clippers tomorrow night. They might end up being 0-2. Then you got to go 6-0. So understand the strategy. I don't know. Zion still looks thick to me. I know he's in shape, and then he's coming off a knee injury. He looks like he's close to 300 pounds. Zion looks like a football player out there. Look at Zion.
I know.
His physical makeup, and I can understand you limiting the minutes, but somehow you got to figure out some strategy that you have him in there with Brandon Ingram, Drew Holiday, J.J. Redick, who could close the game out to win, because you got to win those close games. And, you know, you could say it as much as you want. Oh, we're a young team. I guess we're not going to be a young team next year, but that's a game there's no way they shouldn't have won.
Bobby, I want to play the clip from David Griffin explaining there was no foul up or anything like that, no mistake made. That was the plan going in, 15 minutes for Zion. Listen to David.
Literally, there's not one thing different that's being done with him than was done for every player on this roster when we got here. And he missed 13 days of what those guys got. And now all of a sudden, because the stakes are raised, and because unfortunately we were selected for 7 national TV games, we're supposed to reinvent the wheel. And it's not fair to the kids. So I think on his behalf, I'm a little bit frustrated, sure.
Bobby, I think it's David telling you that they're not worried about this. Like they're not placing a heavy emphasis on winning and making it to the playoffs this year. They're more worried about the long term future. I can't fault them for that.
Well, I can fault them because they had a 16-point lead, and the Jazz are very good, and that's a team they should have beat. Okay, I understand the 15 minutes. Why not manage his minutes where he's playing 13 minutes and you let him play, let's say, the last 2 minutes of the game to finish? Well,
that's
what's wrong
fair.
With that strategy?
That's
now you
a fair
could say
strategy.
If the 13 minutes he was playing, he was struggling, but he wasn't struggling. He looked like the old Zion. Per minute, he just scores points. So why wouldn't you want him in there the last 2 minutes? That's the only thing that I'm saying. Okay, you limited time, 15 minutes, but how can he not be in the game to help Brandon Ingram, to help Drew Holiday, help J.J. Redick? How can he not be in the game the last 2 minutes? So play 13 and don't use up all the 15 minutes if that was the strategy for him to only play 15 minutes.
Moving on, the Saints had a surprisingly sneaky below-the-radar signing, in particular at the linebacking position yesterday. Nigel Bradham from the Philadelphia Eagles, 6 playoff games he's played in, a ton of experience, former fourth-round draft pick, going into his 9th season. It's an area that, Bobby, that the Saints were a little thin in. I know you're bullish on this signing, Nigel Bradham.
Christian, he might end up starting off. You know, if you look at Kiko Alonso, what he's dealing with, you look at Alex Anzalone, I know he got way more skins in the wall. Christian, a 9-year NFL veteran, he's a starter. He's not a rotational special teams linebacker. He is a starter. If you look at last year, in 12 games, he had an interception, 5 passes defended, a fumble recovery for a touchdown, 2 tackles for a loss. He ended up having 61 tackles. So, no, he's a player that could end up starting off for the Saints, and they might say, well, he's kind of up in age. He's a year younger than DeMario Davis. So I think this is a steal. I just don't think it was a salary cap issue with the Eagles. They didn't want to pay him. I think he was due to make $8 million. I think they saved in like $4.5 million by releasing him. No, this is a steal by the Saints. And I don't know what his contract is. I talked to you about that. We can maybe elaborate that again on Monday. But this might be, could be maybe eventually one of the greatest off-field acquisitions in Saints history. I just think he's that good of a player.
Wow. So you see him fitting in, starting a plug and play.
Well, he have a chance. Now he has to go out there and compete, but I know he's in the hunt. That puts a lot of pressure. We need that competition. We need to push Alex Anzalone. Because what did we say? We got to get our linebacking core and help out DeMario Davis. Like we're always talking about the edge guys to help out Cam Jordan. Well, yeah, we need someone to help out DeMario Davis. And this is a guy with skins on the wall who maybe could do that. They'll give him an opportunity, and the best man's going to play, and the best man's going to get that job.
Bobby, I think you've seen this. The coaches at the NBA China Academy is complaining of player abuse and lack of schooling. And is it time to start questioning the NBA's relationship with China?
Well, you can question it all you want. The NBA is not going against the Chinese government. There's not millions. You talk about potentially billions of dollars involved. You could say free Hong Kong and all that. The NBA, that's where you can be all for democracy and freedom, but that's where the money's doing the talking. And you will not see the NBA go against the Chinese government. I'm just telling you right now, you can mark that word today, right before August 2020, that they are not going to have any conflict with China. The NBA knows internationally where their bread is buttered.
Bobby, got any plans for the weekend, man? I know we're under some restrictions, but do anything?
No, I'm coming to see my mom and visit with her. See my granddaughter, see T-Bob's two little girls, and Allison and Odette. So just hanging out, just doing family stuff, and you know, wearing a mask around them and all that stuff. So I can't wait till we get at least to phase three. I don't know when that's going to happen, but it looks like we're going to attempt to have the NFL, college football, so that's promising. I hope that when we start, we get to finish. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Saints quarterback Drew Brees tomorrow on a teleconference call as the Saints kind of inch closer and closer to training camp. We'll have that for you tomorrow at 8 a.m. is when he's scheduled to meet the media, and I'm sure lots of questions
so
coming
Chris,
his way.
So supposedly now he throws it 60 yards. I mean,
yeah, he went to the. He played other sports. Wait. Supposedly, to summarize it, he was throwing a ball that weighed the same as a football, but not it wasn't a football. And now Drew can launch it down the field. He's tired of hearing Anthony say that he lost his arm strength.
Well, listen, Drew probably never threw it 65, 70 yards in his life. That doesn't matter. It's all about timing and accuracy. I'd be more worried if they were bragging like, oh, Drew Brees threw it 50 yards. Because I'm telling you, I've watched enough film, and it's all about timing. Going back to even the great Joe Montana, arguably the best ever with Tom Brady, you look at Steve Young. When they were throwing even those deep balls to Jerry Rice, watch the flight of the ball. I'm telling you, it was somewhere between like 47, 48 yards and 55 yards. Now, when you scramble, that's a different thing to ad-lib because then the receiver's waiting for the ball to get to you. But if the play's working and you're on time, I'm telling you, you can get away playing at the NFL level as good as anyone if you can at least chunk it and hit seam routes or down the sidelines. If you can get it 50, 55 yards, that's still good enough. So if he's at 60, I don't see him taking a step back. And he needs to where he needs to be for this season to be able to hit those type of throws.
You had some elbow damage. Your last year? You still functioned, right?
I threw a 24 touchdown pass. I had to take a skip and a step to throw it 55 yards, Christian.
Right.
It's all about timing, know where to go with the ball, and just to be accurate. Now, what's frustrating is when you see stuff, and maybe you scrambled, and God, you see a guy way open down the field, and you know to go get him. You know where to go with the ball, but I can't reach him. So my elbow was shot. So that was frustrating. That was very humbling. And I think we've seen how many times, even last year, Ted Ginn Jr., he'd be way up and down the field. It took a little longer, and he's waiting for the ball to get there with Drew and end up maybe completing it, but it wasn't a touchdown. He ended up getting tackled or something. But give me a guy who has the accuracy, all-time accuracy of Drew Brees and know where to get the football. Give me that quarterback any day.
Bobby, real quick before I let you run, rank the arm strength of the current Saints quarterbacks from Jameis, Taysom, and Drew. Where do they rank?
I would say probably Jameis 1, Taysom 2, Drew Brees 3.
Fans are going to hear that and freak out.
No, I mean, Miles Brennan has a stronger arm than Joe Burrow. But what does that mean? You know, when you really think of what it's all about.
Jeff George had a stronger arm than you. He wasn't accurate. He wasn't cerebral as you.
Listen, Mike Buck, we call him Buckethead. He had the biggest helmet size I ever saw from University of Maine. Could throw it a country mile. One time I was hurt. I hurt my shoulder. Steve Walsh is in there. Coach Moore brought in Mike Buck to throw the Hail Mary instead of Steve Walsh. But now it doesn't matter how arm. It's good that your arm is strong, but you got to go know where to go with the ball and be accurate.
Yeah, I remember that. Steve Walsh all of a sudden started faking a pinky injury, like, "Oh,
yes,
my hand, my hand."
And they put Mike Buck in there to chunk it deep to get it to the end zone, and he could do that, but not much else. Whatever. So
we'll leave it there. Bobby, have yourself a good weekend, man. Thanks.
All right, Christian. Talk to you later. Okay. Yeah, bye.
All right. Our mortgage financial phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. Did you want to see more of Zion? Should the Pelicans get off their minutes restriction plan or stay with it? 504-260-1870. Or reorganize it to where he's on the field or on the court in more meaningful minutes late in ball games when they might need him. And why do you think the Pelicans can't close out games? What's the reason? Is it a young team? Is it coaching? Is it all the above? Call us on our mortgage financial phone lines at 504-260-1870. It's Friday. Glad to have you aboard. This is Sports Talk here on WWL. All right, back here on Sports Talk, our mortgage financial phone lines are open at 504-260-1870. By the way, for those that are chalking it up as an automatic loss to the Clippers tomorrow night, just keep in mind the Clippers aren't necessarily motivated by wins where they are currently sitting at the 2 seed in the Western Conference. So might be able to catch them at the right time. Eric in Slidell, what's going on, Eric? You're on the mortgage financial phone lines here on WWL.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I have a question for y'all. What did they draft Zion to do?
This sounds like a rhetorical question, but to play?
To play basketball. So why the minute restriction? And as far as who's to blame, I mean, I think it's a coaching problem. I think that team would be a much better team under a different type of coach, different style of coaching.
Style? I mean, I love the way they play. They get up and down the court. I mean, they were giving the Jazz fits last night when they were able to get into their game. I don't know that I agree with style. And why, Eric, you're asking why there's a minute restriction? Do you want me to answer that?
Yeah.
Well, first off, he hurt his knee going back to Duke, and then late in the early in the process, I should say, with the Pelicans, hurt his knee, missed some time, missed several games, 40-plus games, I want to say, and then leaving the bubble in the campus on the NBA restart for 13 days. Look, I mean, you're not exactly in basketball-ready mode at that point in time. So I'm fine with the minutes restriction. I really am. Now, could you debate over how do you manage the restrictions? Do you put them in there in the final 4 minutes? And if the restrictions is 15, then you hold them out for – he's played as 11, then you hold them out for the final 4 minutes of a game? Okay, you can debate that and discuss that. That's all merited. It's all warranted. That's cool. We can do that. But he should have been on a minutes restriction. You can't expect a guy that's been away from the game for 13 days and missed – oh, by the way, didn't have any team practices prior to the first game and go out there and play. I think that what has to be considered here is – What was the narrative early on when he did come back? Is the team didn't quite have the rhythm yet. They didn't have the rhythm that they had prior to. Did you want to disrupt the rhythm of your other players as well? Those are all things that are considered but not necessarily thought about.
I would argue this, though, Christian. He's been playing basketball his whole life. It's just basketball. So
playing basketball and playing in the NBA are vastly different, Eric. Vastly different, man.
But, I mean, I agree with what Bobby was saying, like, as far as playing them 13 minutes or 11 minutes and putting them in for the final 4 minutes. So that would be a coaching decision, as far as when does he play the minutes and when does he not play, right? I mean, I know the GM.
By and large, let me ask you this, Eric. Yeah. Say you play him 11 minutes in hopes that you're saving him for the final 4 minutes of the game and you're getting blown out. Then you put Zion Williamson in and he gets hurt. What's the criticism you're going to hear? Why was he playing in meaningless moments of games, meaningless minutes?
I agree with that also. But I don't know. It's tough to be a Pelicans fan, man. Just like the first game he played of the season when they had a chance to win the game, and he'd been on the court, I'm sure they would have won that game. But ultimately, Elvin Gentry's job come down to winning ball games. If he don't win, he won't have a job. Am I right or wrong about that?
You're right, but I think given the circumstances of Zion Williamson being injured, missing as many games as he did, along with COVID-19, I think Alvin Gentry is going to be back here next year. Thanks for the phone call, Eric. I don't think Alvin Gentry is the problem that some want to make him out to be. Bill and Metairie, and before we get to that, because for a long time, what I know about the NBA is it's more about the players than it is the coaches. Go ahead, Bill and Metairie. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, I'm here. Christian?
Go ahead, Bill. Yeah, hey.
Hey. Yeah, glad finally. I agree one thing with Bobby that they maybe should have played him the last 2 minutes of that. But what I'm really upset about was I'm a retired high school basketball coach, and I'm watching, ball put up clunk, 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 in the fourth quarter when he should have been passing the ball or setting up Ingram or, the other two shooters.
Yeah,
he's not a shooter. And I was very frustrated. My wife was quit hollering at the TV, and I'm like, it was very frustrating with that. Jenner, he's doing a good job as a coach. They need to leave him alone. Let him coach. He's doing great. And the kids will be fine. They're just getting themselves together again. And I wouldn't be surprised they don't beat the Clippers. Would not surprise me at all. But I agree with you. They're gearing for next year, this next season, not this season.
I think it's a smart thing to do. Bill, anything else, man?
No, man. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your weekend. We'll step away and come back.
Safe,
Corey in downtown, Michelle in Tarrytown. Sit tight. You guys are next on the Mortgage Financial phone lines right here on Sports Talk on WWL. Call still there? Yeah, it's a cruel summer. It's been really cruel, and it was cruel last night for the Pelicans in NBA restart. Falling 106-104 to the Utah Jazz, taking on the Clippers tomorrow. Back to our Mortgage Financial phone lines at 504-260-1870. Corey downtown, what's going on, Corey? You're on WWL.
What's up, Christian? How you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm well. My statement was basically that the Pelicans, I think, we have to keep in perspective that they're not going to tell the fans everything and put everything out in the media because something has to be going on because when Zion came back from the knee injury, he was playing 20 to 25 minutes a game, and then we had a four-month layoff, and they claimed he got in the best shape of his life. And then he missed a couple of days, 10 days, 13 days, and now he's only allowed to play 15 minutes. And why not break him up? Because the first 5 minutes that he played, that's where my issue with Gentry. Do I think Gentry needs to get fired? No, but he doesn't put the team in the best position all the time because, to me, they wasted the first 5 minutes, 3 minutes of the fourth quarter with the guys that they had Zion out there on the court with. Well, he could have used those 3 minutes.
So you didn't like the lineup. You didn't like who he had on the court with him.
Yeah, it was a waste of time.
What's
and then
the combo
the last,
you wanted to
for
see?
The last six.
Corey, give me the combo you wanted to see. Who do you feel like the four others that compliment him well that you want to see him on the court with?
I like when there's Ball at the one, Drew at the two, Ingram at the three with Zion at the four. But and also, if we're going to start just scrapping it all and get ready for next year, I think we should just do ourselves a favor and get Jackson Hayes some reps and stop wasting our time with Derek Favors. Like, at the end of the game, if we had a shooter in the game instead of Derek Favors, now we can pull Gobert out the lane and Brandon Ingram maybe can turn the corner and get a better shot off.
Hey, look, you know who I really like on this team right now is J.J. Redick. I thought he was outstanding last night. I thought J.J. Redick
right,
was
yeah.
really, really good last night. As far as
and he brings veteran stability.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And look, whether it was the first 5 minutes or you can nitpick that, Corey. I'm not gonna push back on that. But I just think that they came up with this plan by from doctors, by the way. This is not just Alvin Gentry and David Griffin going, nah, correct. I think 15 minutes is good. That sounds about right. The doctors are advising them on that. And look, you know, as Pelicans fans, here's where I would invite Pelicans fans to resign.
But they shouldn't get us all hyped up saying he's in the best shape of his career. He was until he had to go.
Well, come on. If you do anything cardiovascular, right, and then you're not able to maintain that level of cardiovascular work, you might be able to maintain some of it while you're away, whether you're on vacation or whether you're – well, you're going to naturally slip slowly but surely slip a little further and further out of shape. Now, not drastically, but you're not going to have the lung capacity. You're not going to have the endurance that you had 13 days prior. That's just common sense. That's just a very well-known fact. If you've done any exercise in your life, if you take – you know, it only takes – I want to say it takes 72 hours for the lung capacity to start to begin to shrink after it's been trained for so long to have a high capacity, and your endurance starts to wane just a little bit. Not significantly, but slowly but surely. And I think that that's kind of what it – without getting too much into medical stuff here, I think a little bit had to do with them having an abundance of caution for a player that had a knee injury this year and had to leave the bubble. So why push it when they ultimately know they have this guy for 6 years, six more years after this?
Yeah, and that's fine. I just, like I say, I just think that with that last possession, I think that was the run we should have had. We should have went smaller in order to get Gobert out of the lane. That's what I see a lot of other coaches do instead of, you know, that's what forced Ingram to shoot that jumper.
You talking about at the end?
Yeah, the last possession.
I don't have a problem with that shot.
I didn't have a problem with the shot at all, but I'm saying the lineup. If we had Melly in the game and he pops to the corner, now Gobert is out of the lane and maybe Ingram can turn the corner and make something happen. Now he's forcing Gobert's hand. Either Gobert can come up and check him and he can kick it to the corner, or he can go all the way and get fouled or shoot an easier shot.
Corey, I like where your head's at. Have a good weekend. Before you run, I want you to say Sports Talk continues right here on WWL. Not going to do it? Guess he put him on hold. All right, Sports Talk continues. Antonio Daniels, Pelicans color analyst for Fox Sports Television, is next here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.